Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I am Chauncey Williams.
I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your fine success with 103.7 The Beat.
Coach, ain't a whole lot going on in the sports world today, but I know you kind of keep up with it. We got anything on the board that we can talk about?
They didn't shut down Victor. He done had one good game. He played, I think, probably three games.
Summer League in Vegas. I think is
that two or three, I think he played.
Yeah, three. Yeah, two or three.
Two. I think two at the most he played.
Yeah.
His debut was last week, and he played. And one of his quotes was, I ain't know what I was doing out there. But I was like, yeah, I wouldn't either. I'm 19 years old. I'm playing in the league that Michael Jordan played in, LeBron played in, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, all this media coming at me. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm from another country.
Yeah.
And I'm in Las Vegas, the glitz and glamour. And everybody judging me got their pencil out when I'm walking around everything.
Yeah, and I watched some clips of it. And, you know, they definitely went after him, right? They was always sending two people after him.
Yep.
So he couldn't get his dribble or his drive. And a few of them, it was almost embarrassing how they clamped down on him, stole the ball. So he's got a ways to go, but you cannot
deny
the fact that
the talent is done.
He's going to be good, man.
Because he had a follow-up game, Tony, where I think he had 27 points in the first half.
Okay.
Right? And they couldn't do nothing with him.
Okay.
Because I guess the other coach thought, like, why am I running a scheme in a summer league?
Right.
Why I got to double team this guy that's 19 years old? I want to see if our players can play.
One-on-one.
Yeah.
Straight up.
I'm not trying to get a trophy to stop somebody that's trying to be a rookie in the NBA. What I'm going to get? I shut him down in the summer league type of trophy?
Yeah.
Everybody's one-on-one play. We run in a simple set. We might run a high pick and roll. We might run a post option, right? Other than that, we just fast breaking all day.
That's it.
Yep. And Monty Bates look good.
Monty Bates look good.
Looks solid. He's a steal.
31?
Yeah, 30-something. Yeah. And he shoot the blood out the ball, too.
Oh, he's not afraid now.
And he unconscious with it.
Yeah. Yeah, he has not seen a shot he didn't like.
Yeah. So, I know they got their in-season tournament. Like, they're trying to get rid of the college basketball. That's coming up in the NBA. Damian Lillard, Phil, I forgot where he's going to land, right?
Yeah, it's going to be tough to make it to Miami, though. I don't think they got the draft assets to get him to, because they're not giving him for free.
Yeah, but I want to ask you this, right? When it comes to business, you sign on the dotted line for the no-trade clause. So me as a business owner, I paid you $250 million. So wherever I tell you to go, you go. What about loyalty?
Yeah. Mm-mm. No. He can make a request.
Yeah, he make a request. But if it don't benefit my organization, I know I'm not going to get a fair trade. But if I can get a whole bunch of draft picks for you and whoever got the most of them,
yep,
I'm taking them because LeBron James son coming.
Yep.
Right? Bronny and a little boy, if I can get both of them, Portland back on the map.
Okay.
Everybody coming to watch Portland.
Yeah, they really got to do it, man. Yeah. They got to make this a rebuilding because they got some good draft picks. So, but, yeah, as far as him saying that, you know, he wants to go to Miami, that's cool. But at the end of the day, it's a business, and the GM is going to take the best offer on the table, be it Milwaukee Bucks, you know, New Orleans, whoever it might be. Whoever got the best product on the table for Lillard is going to be the ones where he go. You say he don't want to go, then you got to stay in Portland. So,
got to stay in it. And just looking at that, like, hindsight 2020, I don't care where I go. If you gave me my $250 million and you looking to send me to a team that's possibly a contender or I'm the man again, like, I'm thinking in my mind he going to Utah.
Yeah, could wind sell up
out crowd,
Utah.
Right?
Yeah.
They want a winner. You going to play with fundamentally sound players.
Yep.
Decent coach, right? You going to play. You got a great general manager. Danny Ainge will look up and trade everybody in a minute. You never know, yeah. Right? To make you get a formidable team. So don't look at, oh, Utah, but you played college ball there. So you're going to come, there's going to be another space where you're going
to
be the man.
Uh-huh. Yep. So, and they got rid of one of their marquee players.
Yep.
You know, so.
They need one. And you the perfect fit because you work so hard.
Yeah. And they probably got the draft capital to be able to put the deal together. Some possible current players and, you know, two or three first-round picks down the road. We'll see.
Yep. Or Oklahoma, they got how many? 30 probably.
Oh, my goodness.
They got all. But, you know, I look at, and I'm not going to say this because I'm a Lions fan, but I look at Oklahoma, OKC is like a Detroit Lions because every time you get to that point, it's time to get paid.
Oh.
What happened?
You got to go. We don't play that in OKC.
Yeah, because, like, when you think about OKC, and I learned this from you, that's the Black Wall Street where it's like all those oil billionaires and diamond people, they're there. So they had, for years, sellout crowds.
Mm-hmm.
So they looking like, we got SGA, we got this, we got that.
Well, it's corporate money.
Yeah.
You know, it's buying up tickets.
Yeah, we got this neighborhood kids, the Native American community. I know they got probably some casinos on those reservations out there.
Oh, I'm sure they do, man. Right? I know they do.
Yeah, you've been out there, right? So they good. They like, for what? That's like downtown Detroit. For what? So, you know, we look at that and just seeing in that space is like some big things. But I know that's some of the things with sports. And we want to move right along into.
One more sports before we go. And our audience is going to hear more about it. Prior years past, we've always had V100 as the Muskegon Big Red football radio station.
Yes, sir.
That is no longer going to happen. We're going to go to the sister station for 103.7 The Beat that carried the boys and girls basketball.
Oh, we're about to be popping.
So we're going to have football this year. We'll be making some news release announcements, promos as to what's coming in the future. But, yeah, that's what Big Red football will be heard as 106.1 FM Muskegon.
So that's all year long. We're going to have Big Reds on the network.
That will be our home, okay?
All year long, after football season, basketball season.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, I don't want to put too much into this, but WLCS used to carry the game of the week in Muskegon area.
Yes, sir.
And these are these big corporate type of companies, and they basically have shut that down. So at this point in time, 106 is probably the only station that you'll be able to hear football on, maybe other than down in the Grand Haven area. But these corporations, for whatever reason, have abandoned high school football in West Michigan. So, but yeah, we got that coming down the road.
That's it. That's look at that. So,
good. Hey, thanks to PA, man. He's making all this possible to continue to bring this product to the listening audience in the Muskegon area. So, and there's apps you can get. If you listen to basketball, you know it's a pretty easy process now if you can't pick it up on your car radio or your home. But, yeah, we'll have all that information available
in the coming weeks.
It is. I'm excited about it.
Man, 103.7 The Beat doing their thing.
Yeah, man, they support the community, right? And that's what his foundation of this radio station is about, serving the community in any way he can. And when he was asked, man, it was no hesitation.
That's going to be a tough fight. I'm going to say this. I mean, I work for Muskegon Public Schools. I'm going to say this. That's a tough fight when you got the best football program and best basketball program.
Girls and boys.
Possibly in the region.
Yeah.
On the same station.
Yep.
So when you look at those, I don't know, click streams or whatever, people tuning in. It's going to change the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we look for big things. And some other things that PA is doing in the background that's going to help enhance the availability of these games, like going to HD and that kind of thing. So it's only going to get better.
Yep, so exactly right.
Exactly B100's right. Loss is 106, and 103.7 is gain, and we're happy to be a part of it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, getting into our finances, that's part of finances and sports, but it's going to get the word out too, you know, right?
Yep.
So then people that want to invest, businesses that want to jump
advertising,
on
yep.
that platform on 103.7, hey, get on it.
Yep, we'll be having all that information available here in the next coming weeks on how to be a part of that.
Yep, our next topic is new car quality continues to decline. Now, when you say that, like, are you talking about engine output, exterior? What are they talking about?
Well, there's a plethora of issues that come in. An article came from the J.D. Power, who basically, you know, J.D. Power always gives out Car of the Year Award, the Truck of the Year Award, and, you know, that kind of thing. But it says, for decades, cars and trucks have gotten better, which they have. Because we remember back in the day, you know, there was some bad, bad cars that was getting put out of Detroit. But, you know, cars routinely was lasting 200,000 miles or more. The quality of the vehicle has improved. But they said the latest snapshot of new vehicle quality has revealed a troubling trend. Buyers are increasingly reporting trouble with new cars and trucks. J.D. Power's main matrix for the study is the number of problems per 100 vehicles. And over the last 2 years, it has risen by a record of 30 problems per 100 vehicles. So for every 100 vehicles they make, 30 of them are going to have a problem. That's a high number. So part of the troubling trend might be explained that the auto industry growing use of technology, specifically in dashboard systems, have traced some of the problems to the continued integration of known problematic audio systems into other new models. But reported problems aren't limited to technology. In 2023, they included things like poor sounding horns, cup holders that don't serve the purpose. The study found new models have 11 PP100 more than the carryover models. So that's some refreshing news to say that at least they found they're down to 10% from 30%.
They troubleshooted and found the issues, but then, like you said,
yeah,
transmission issues, seat belts issues, airbag, I've been hearing, yep, right? Wheel bases, steering. It's like, but then like you said, are we to the point where technology has gotten to the point where it's like, it's almost like a cover up to say, I don't have to produce a functioning vehicle because I got all the gadgets around it and the technology to let me know when something breaks down and you'll be able to come in and we got to fix it.
And it could be almost like over-engineering. You know, that's what some of the things that was talked about in the German auto industry, that they over-engineer their vehicles, like the Audi and Mercedes. But it says the automotive industry is facing a wide range of quality problems, phenomena not seen in the 30-year history of the quality standards. The senior director of auto benchmarking at J.D. Power, the industry is in a major crossroad, and the path each manufacturer chooses is paramount for their future. Today's new vehicles are more complex, offering new, exciting technology, but not always satisfying owners. In a breakdown of the increase, found some unusual and unexpected sources of problem, such as door handles, right? Opening a door was once a non-discussion point as an aspect of a vehicle that has been examined, engineered, mastermind, but the basic touch point of door handles is now pre-locating problem areas as manufacturers attempt to redesign them. And we know of, in Holland, there's a company down there that does a lot of the door handles. And I have talked to people and they say, yeah, they've experienced a lot of quality problems at their facility. And it says the owners also reported problems with basic safety features like Android information systems and smartphone charging features. Quality issues may also be showing up in the form of increased recalls. Consumer Affairs says that the automotive recalls are up 3.4% in the first quarter of 2023, with electrical systems the leading cause, followed by equipment and airbags. So far in June, there has been 16 automotive recalls, 6 by Ford, 2 by Chrysler and Mercedes, Honda, BMW, Kia, Toyota, Land Rover, Jaguar have issued 1 each. You know what's missing from that list? General Motors.
That's what I drive.
General Motors, man, is not on the list for those that have issued recalls out for 2023. So,
wow.
Again, you know, we talked about purchasing new cars and the kind of debt that it can bring to your household.
It's like buying a house now.
And now you have all these other issues that you got to contend with while you continue to make that $1,200 a month car note. So what we got next is the counterfeiters.
Oh, they out here. They
ready for Prime Day. which is tomorrow. It's the 11th and the 12th. So by the time we air this show, it would have taken place. But the information that we'll provide is basically used in every day for online shoppers.
So how they get them? So like, okay, I got a Prime account.
Yep, I do too. Had it for years.
Like the movies. I like ordering stuff. Like my wife tell me order this. I go on Prime and find it. I need to order stuff for the school and my students. We got a school account. I got my own personal one, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's there.
Very convenient, man.
So it's really convenient. Coming a day or two, right?
Yeah.
They're going to drop it right off. You ain't going to go through no hassle. You don't have it. So the convenience of that coming so quick and so fast and being at a decent price, the scammer looking at that like, high volume.
Yeah, well, what's your example, right? You said you had an issue with a product you ordered.
Yeah, I bought some sneakers, but it wasn't for Amazon, but I bought some sneakers probably like 2 years ago because my wife wanted some Yeezys. I was like, I'm going to go to this site. So I started just searching for Yeezys. So then when I got done, my search engine, somebody probably got into that, and they started sending me deals of the shoe that looked like it was like from the real company.
Right.
Right, came from Adidas or whatever. And I was like, oh, this is a great deal. I can't beat it. And my wife putting pressure on me, I ordered the Yeezys. And I was like, baby, they coming. They said they're going to be on this day. It's going to be on this day. She's like, you didn't order them shoes. So I'm looking, and this is how they did it. I ordered the shoe, and a couple days went by, I say, been delivered.
Been there,
man,
done that.
Man, they did it so good. So then I contact PayPal to say, hey, they delivered my... They say it's been delivered. I ain't got my box. So I sent them the email. I sent them the delivery. I could not prove it. So PayPal, even though PayPal changed their rules and laws now, they didn't give me my money back.
Yeah, they're putting a little bit more of the responsibility on those that click, click, click to say that, you know, buyer beware. So...
That was my loss.
Yeah.
I was being pressured by my wife to get the Yeezys. And I just go to, I had to go buy the real ones. I couldn't figure out a cheap way to get the real ones.
But there was a lesson learned, though, right?
Yeah, I spend the money.
There's some sites, man, and I've had that same thing happen.
They say $200, go and pay that $200 to get the real product.
Yeah.
You're paying for the security of getting it from a source.
Yeah. And a reliable source, and that's what we're going to get into. And it says Prime Day 2023 is coming, which is July 11th and the 12th, okay?
Yes, sir.
There's going to be more deals than they've ever had before. And more often, they're going to be very tempting to the saving-hungry consumer. Being overzealous could be a problem. However, first, there are lots of a plus. One expert warns that counterfeiters are popping up their tents to make bank off any shoppers who doesn't pay attention to detail. We talked about that earlier, just the spelling of a name or what have you can be there. So some of the lookouts is sold by, shipped by. Okay, that's the biggest red flag consumers should be on the lookout for are the sold by and shipped by options. They suggest the most trustworthy options is sold by, shipped by the manufacturer directly, followed by sold and shipped by Amazon. Conversely, sold by and shipped by a third party related to either the manufacturer or Amazon is the riskiest. Apparel, shoe brands that have a high risk of counterfeiting usually have on their website ways that you can authenticate the products. Make sure you do that. For device storage products such as micro SIM chips, simply plugging them to your device won't tell you what their actual capacity is. You'll need an app to verify that. All in all, if a deal looks too good to be true, then chances are it is too good to be true. Okay? Don't let price fool you either. The default thinking of whether something is counterfeit or not is not always the best way. However, the narrative has flipped. Now counterfeiters are pricing near to items close to what the real products are going for, hoping to find the shoppers who's dumb enough to think that a $5 to $10 price difference is simply a retailer using a competitive pricing. This one here is check shipping times, right?
Yeah, that's what I try to do. Got me.
Not to say that a product takes 4 to 6 weeks to ship and delivered is a telltale sign that a product is counterfeit. But it may not be. But if a product, if a product's listing says that it ships within 1 or 2 days from the U.S., you can't assume that it's authentic either. In reality, these products might actually be coming from overseas. Today, what these third-party sellers can do is they can participate in a fulfillment by Amazon, even if the stuff took 6 weeks to come by boat to a warehouse. It could take 1 day to ship, 1 day to ship to Prime. Once it gets to Prime, then it's a one-day ship. Take a closer look at the product photos, okay? Amazon products images don't always reflect what shows up when they arrive. Third-party sellers love using stolen photos, especially on a brand new listing, which makes it impossible to judge the product's authenticity just from the page, just from a page photo. So again, they, you know, these scammers are out there, and I've heard of both other folks that have gotten nailed. There's one other item there is a good way to sniff out a fake product photo is by drilling down to reviews and looking for reviews that contain photos. Oftentimes, if a product is faked, a reviewer will call the company out on that and show the place on the product that was related to being counterfeit. So, again, that's just a beware for our listeners that do like online shopping, because I'm one of them. I do it. It's so convenient. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, because I don't like parking and walking in the stores if I can avoid it, Coach.
Oh, definitely. That's why I stick to a couple brands, going to the store at a certain time, and just staying out the way. But like you said, dealing with Prime Day, we got how to get out of debt. That's our last topic. And just that could be like a cliche statement, how to get out of debt. That's like, that's the Matrix.
Yeah.
Who really knows? Who really wants to get out of it, right?
Yeah.
And that's the pointer. I had a student text me the other day, and he said, yeah, I want to figure out how to do what you do when it comes to helping people with finance and credit. I was like, I said, the first thing to do is learn how to master your own credit.
Hey, thank you.
He was 20 years old, I think. I had him as a student, and I was like, what's your current credit score right now? Now, I'm not going to say it on air.
No.
But I know I got to do a follow-up with him and say, these are some things you need to do. But if you want to help people, you got to be at a space where you can say, I'm out of that situation.
Yeah.
And I know how to avoid going back into it. Right?
Lead by example.
That's the lead off of this, Tony. That's what I noticed. It's not about when somebody say they financially free. It's not about what they driving.
Mm-mm.
It's not about what they got on their back,
Mm-mm.
on their feet.
Mm-mm.
Right? What kind of chain they got swinging low. It's all about where they at when they are dealing with their money matters. Right? Are they in balance? Are you emergency fund? Insurances, life insurances, health insurances,
investments, planning for retirement.
If that's all in balance and you can have a $1,000 problem or a $500 problem and it won't set you back like it's a tragedy,
you're in a good space.
That's my segue on the details you're going to share with our listeners, because we got to get to a space to say, I know how to get out of it. I know how to stay out of it. But then I also know how to build with what God has given me and trusted me with.
Well, this is your area of expertise, no doubt about it. I'm going to give you a couple of notes here. It says, as the cost of living increases, our debt load can make it hard to make ends meet. You're not alone in your debt battle. It's a nationwide issue, with the total credit balance increasing $61 billion in just the fourth quarter of 2022. And this information comes out of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. It says levels of concern about debt are going to vary from person to person due to the income amount of the debt and financial obligations. And if you're living paycheck to paycheck and you are struggling to make all your payments, then it's time to worry.
Here go the mold, though. Here's the caveat. There's two things that's happening right now. And I'm not personalizing anything. I'm not picking on anybody. And you not by yourself.
Okay.
Right? I'm saying this to our listening audience. It's either you're dipping into your savings or your long-term retirement to make the ends meet for the month. That's mm-hmm. one. Secondly, you're using a credit card to either pay a bill, groceries, or something else to make your month last. And that's those right two there. Things are dangerous, and they toxic behaviors that can lead into divorce. They can lead into mental health issues.
Yep. Right? Bankruptcy. Yeah.
They can lead into you not being a trustworthy person. It just it happens and it snowfalls, Tony. And yeah. I'm saying this. I'm like, I remember being in my early 20s. I know how I feel. I know what it is, and I do not want to have that feeling again.
Nope.
And that was during the pandemic. The real pandemic, when we had the other one we had, I think it's a man-made one.
08.
Yeah, but the mortgage one, that came because we thought we had a system that we had figured out, and all of a sudden it just...
It collapsed.
It collapsed, right?
Yep.
But looking back at that time, that's the one I've been through, and I always go back to that, and I always try to attach myself to the feelings of what happened to myself. Mm-hmm. And say, no, I'm not going back.
Yep.
If I can't pay for it with what I got... That's coming in monthly in my gross income.
Don't need it.
I don't need it. Mm-mm. And that's all space. We all have to get there. And as we get there and we start figuring out, hey, the same bill I was paying, I'm saving now.
Mm-hmm.
We got to ride that out. So that's just my two cents on it. And no, just
that's right on it. Spot on, coach.
Because that credit card debt is coming because inflation is getting you. And you got to think credit card debt 16% to 27%.
Yeah.
They getting it. And they getting that every day. And then... That minimum payment, don't think you're winning paying a minimum payment. You're not winning.
It's interest.
They coming to get you.
Yep. Nick, they say that first step is to figure out how much debt you have. So people, that before you can tackle that problem, you got to realize how much debt do you have. And that's where you can get that free credit report, right? Yep. It's free every year, and it's three main carriers, Equifax.
Experience and TransUnion.
TransUnion. So, yeah, you just go online and get that, and it'll give you a complete snapshot of what is being recorded as far as your debt load is.
Yeah, and if you want to compile, which is they off a little bit, you got your Credit Karmas, you got your Experian.coms. They don't give you that whole picture, but I could tell you like this, is you better off getting, if you don't understand how to read a whole credit report, you can get this summarized thing that lets you know, like, oh, I got this debt I've been paying this. That's outrageous. It's in the red. That's good enough to me to see.
That's a starting point.
Right. You got to be able to do something. Like how you get on your social media apps, you should be able to tap into your finances the same way.
Yep.
You should be able to pull your phone up, tap into an app, lock in, and say, and let that debt worry you to the point where, like, I'm paying this off. I'm paying this off. And it's a good feeling to have that, to be at that space. Because when we think about it, outside costs. I saw, and I'm going to end on this, Tony. I saw a TikTok yesterday. And I got me, I'm watching them now, too. I'm loving it.
I know that's
right. So I watched a TikTok, and a guy is on his phone talking to his friend, and he crosses the threshold of his doorway, and it says account minus $80. And he said, hold up, mammy. Somebody took $80 out of my account. So he walked back in the house. He said, oh, they done put $40 back in. And he walked out again. Oh, they done took $120 out of my account. He said, hey, man. Hey. Let's scratch on what we're going to be doing later on today. I ain't coming outside today. I'll talk to y'all later. I'll catch up with y'all later.
Every time I go outside, it costs me.
He gave the actual analogy and the experience, and he animated it on what it is. It costs to go outside.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's cool. Otherwise, some people stay at home, man.
Stay at home. But some people got the tendencies and the behaviors that they're going to overspend when they walk outside.
Yeah.
Yep, my wife do it.
Where you going?
I'm not in a perfect place. So it's like we always plan. I was like, okay, this day we're going to do this. We're going to go out to eat this day. Right? Mm-hmm. We're going to do this. So it's like one day a week, if I pay her, she pays. If we're going to do something one time. Okay. Right? Outside of that, I'm cooking.
Yes.
So she'll come up with it. Hey, I'm going to go pick up. No, you ain't going to go pick up nothing.
Nope.
Look in this freezer.
Nope.
It's fish in this freezer. It's vegetables.
We're going to eat it all up.
It's squash, zucchini. When that run out, you're going to find an early time to go to Meijer's. I already clipped all the coupons. I just clipped 400 coupons.
Right.
So whatever you touch in that store that we usually get, we're going to get some money off.
Yeah.
Right? Put my code in and my phone number in. So all those things help us keep ourselves out of debt. We got to practice being in those spaces.
You're right. You're right, Coach. They give us three examples of how to tackle your debt. One is called the debt snowball method.
I love that one.
Where you have to devote extra money to the smallest debt first. This helps you gain traction by eliminating one small debt at a time.
That works. I've done it. That works. It's fun. It's fun doing it. Because if you pay minimum balance of all others, and you say, I'm going to double up on this one, and then you're like, oh, I paid this one off. Mm-hmm. You're like, hold up, I got double payment. Now I can put triple payment on the next one. And you do that, right? You're
right.
Triple paying one, and all the rest of them you're doing minimal. And then you get to the point and say, oh, I got five payments I can make on this one. And that debt be leaving. You be like, hold on. Now I got all this money. What I'm going to do with it? I'm all going to get back in debt with it. I need some life insurance.
Right.
I need some better car insurance. I need full coverage. I need this. You like, hold up. I got this money that I didn't have at first because I snowballed it. And I figured out that system that was keeping me bounded and stuck.
Yeah.
So I know we can go all day. We're right at our time limit, Tony.
Yep, we can finish this up next week. I think it's important that we share this information with our audience. But, yeah, there's a lot more information. But we have ran out of time.
Yep. I'm Chauncey Williams.
I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.